Texte numéro 116. The world can solve this migration crisis. Are the world's richer nations normalizing the deaths of migrants in the Mediterranean? That's the fear of the UN's International Organization for Migration, IOM, established in 1951. 11 million people were uprooted, and the IOM's job was to help European governments identify countries where people could be resettled. In the 1950s, the IOM arranged transport for nearly a million migrants to their new countries, with the success of the resettlement program based on international cooperation and the idea that the burden had to be shared. More than 70 years later, we see a different attitude towards the world's various migration crises. When the climate crisis, wars and poverty are helping fuel displacement in unprecedented numbers. The Geneva-based Internal Displacement Monitoring Centre reports that 71.1 million people worldwide in 2022 fled their native communities in search of safety and shelter. Nearly three quarters of the world's displaced people live in Syria, Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ukraine and Sudan, affected by wars, climate disasters, floods, drought and landslides. They cannot rebuild their lives at home and will try to start anew abroad. But where is the international cooperation to help them? The drive for foreign migrant workers, who were vital for post-war reconstruction, was a feature of much of Northern Europe after 1945, hence the creation of the IOM. West Germany had a migrant worker programme, which explains the presence of the Turkish community in today's unified Germany. What's interesting is that labour shortages are back. The post-pandemic world has seen unemployment in richer nations fall to the lowest level in decades, with vacancies being high and employers needing workers. Governments now try to encourage immigration. Canada hopes for 1.5 million new residents in the next few years, and many countries, including some traditionally opposed to immigration, like Japan and South Korea, are more receptive to foreign-born talent as they battle against aging populations. Yet there are few visa programs, resettlement schemes, or safe routes to the wealthiest countries. Since 2014, more than 28,000 people have died while trying to reach Europe, and the number of people reported dead or missing so far this year is higher than in the past 4 years. There are now delays in state-led search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean, and some governments, like Hungary, say they're happy to accept Christian and white migrants while rejecting non-Christian, black or brown people. The UN says now is the time for a coordinated global strategy on international migration. The aim is to find a more humane approach to what the UN is calling the worst migration crisis since World War II. After 1945, global leaders rose to the challenge. Now, we all wait for them to do it again. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2023.